Attention sack artists, R&B, jazz, hip-hop and comedy, spoken word as well. Send your MP3 tracks to DJ1Gone at yahoo.com to be heard in over 50 states. Also, call the show at 347-205-9722. And don't forget to tell your friends to log on to blogtalkradio.com. And look for the Wise Words with 1Gone show every Monday through Saturday, 8 p.m. to 10 p.m. And don't forget to check the Sunday Gospel show from 2 p.m. to 4 p.m. Tell everybody about the Wise Words with 1Gone show.
My people. Yeah. My people. Yeah. The foundation of the United States rests on the sweat of my people.
Would be if he's not here. How do we stay strong? Can save us from us. Oh, yeah. Think about change. Show our people love. Oh, yeah. My people. Hold your head.
The greater master plan. We need to know our history. We were kings and queens of the greatest dynasty.
My people rise, my people rise, my people rise.
I'm breaking off.
Close your eyes to see the light.
Close your eyes and see the light.
Jah
people,
just let my love remind
let my love remind you. Yeah.
In peace and harmony, power to the people, evil thou shalt not harm thee. Children of tomorrow, like the torch to love's eternal flame, bring forth the change that erases the hatred and the pain. Spiritual vibes from all sides unified. Give love, receive love, speak love, and spread love through every man, woman, boy, and girl. Just hug me, let's put our arms around the world.
We want peace for our nation.
Attention, we are now under curfew. I repeat, we are now under curfew. Please step into your homes, or you will either be arrested or detained. Please step into your homes, or you will either be arrested or detained.
At the top of the news today, gas prices have increased to $10 a gallon. The housing market has crashed to zero value. The unemployment rate is now 50%, and the dollar holds a value of 10 cents on the world market. In other news, teen pregnancy has helped the world's population spiral out of control, topping out at 12 billion people. The new world order is now in control of the United States of America. And Armageddon is causing panic around the world. In other news, gas and food prices, healthcare and housing have contributed to the unemployment rate being at an all-time high. As a result, poverty in the nation's homeless count have also risen. All religious ties have been banned from schools. In God's name.
Are you aware? Are you just scared? Open up your mind, and it'll all come clear. No need to run.
You better not run.
Where you gonna hide?
You can't hide.
Knowledge and truth.
Hey, hey,
all about to come out.
I smell new slavery cooking up in this kitchen. New crack, cracking skulls, souls, and backs. 1% of tax and 99% like tax. Like-minded, but keep the masses blinded. Hide the truth so the masses can't find it. What's left of a tea party? Cause they think they right. Thus we fight for whatever we got left. Put that pride up all in my chest. Help me, Lord, deal with all the rest. May God bless us with consciousness. Yes, we pray for some consciousness. The cheapest price is to pay attention. I gotta mention consciousness.
Top of the news today, blue skies are being reported around the world. Homelessness is a thing of the past, and unemployment offices are being shut down. It seems everyone is working. In other news, the murder rate is zero for the first time in the history of the world. Hunger no longer exists, and love is spreading across the land. It seems the world has changed, and everyone has been stricken with a serious case of consciousness.
Gotta have some consciousness.
has held us down. But now it looks like things are finally coming around. I know we've got a long, long way to go. And where we'll end up, I don't know. But we'll let nothing hold us back. We're putting ourselves together. We're polishing up our act.
Testing, testing, 1, 2, 3. What's up with it? Attention sack artists. You trying to get your music played? R&B, jazz, hip-hop, and comedy. Spoken word as well. Send your MP3 tracks to DJ1Gone at yahoo.com. That's DJONEGONE at yahoo.com. Make sure you give a call to 347-205-9722 or log on to blogtalkradio.com.
what we're seeing is that George Floyd and this incredibly violent and disturbing incident is a symbol of a much bigger problem to everyone.
These are the kind of things that are so reprehensible, so egregious, that something has to be done.
We will not stay silent in the face of systemic injustice.
How long? How much? When is it enough?
Black Lives Matter.
Black Lives Matter.
Black Lives Matter.
20 shots. And what they'll do is release the body cam so we can watch. While they chill on paid administrative leave, we grieve over the bloodshed that our sons and daughters bleed and chant, no justice, no peace.
Can't you see there's another brother going down?
Prisons full of our men, mostly black and brown.
So they raise the working wage,
so the poor can get paid better.
It ain't helping, cause ain't no jobs anyway. No.
Those in control trying to keep us afraid so that we will obey.
But don't you listen to what they say.
Good morning.
that mom and dad will want that special touch. Little acts of kindness prove to mean so much when we give what we know. Kitchen pots are banging, smell of soul food fills the air. You walk past the neighbor's house wishing you had dinner there. Better times for living when people seem to care about that place where they grow. That's why I love my people, the way they let it go on the dance floor. Ain't nobody gonna do it like us, no. I'm loving my people. Said I love table. My heart's full of love, spirits in the flow, and I'm loving my people. Folks gather at the church early Sunday morn. Openly they sing and praise, and gospel music's born. God gave us love enough with spirits free to run. Why can't we learn to love ourselves like we're the chosen one? And let me know how your life is doing good. Tell me how the blessings flow through the neighborhood. Share with me that time of feelings understood in that place we call home. 'Cause I love my people, the way they let it go on the dance floor.
That's my neighbor with a hand on a gun. He's tired of feeling beat down. He's got nowhere to run. He lost his job today. He don't want to go home. He wants to hurt somebody. He wants to hurt someone. You better call the police. Did you hear me? See, hurt don't know no left, and it knows no right. No, and it sure don't care about black, it don't care about white. And hurt won't stop touching you, it won't stop touching me. Yeah, who hurt people live in chains? The earth won't set us free. Yeah, it's been said that
a day to God is like a thousand years, yeah. If I heard 10,000 days, would it shed 10 million tears again? Heard people want to feel the light, but they can't see the sun. Ooh, heard people want to get it over, so the hurt is done. Heard people, we can live without it, we can try and break free. Heard people just like you. Heard people just like me, yeah. Heard people just like me, yeah.
Working from home, and man, it feels good when you can go out, do your work, and then come home and do your show right here at the house. Ooh-wee! Anyway, I just want y'all to have a safe 4th of July, Independence Day. I really want y'all to be safe out there. There's been a lot of talk about militias, going off in the black community, so I hope that is just a rumor, but I've seen it a lot, and a couple people called me about it and said, what do you think about this weekend? I said, hey, man, this weekend going to be like any other weekend, just some days that might go by. Anyway, I'm going to the phone line one time to talk to a friend of mine. I'm going to talk to Sir Mike, y'all. Sir Mike.
Yes, Sir Tim. How are you, my dear friend? Happy 4th of July. Although it's our 4th of July is ahead of you, but happy 4th of July for you.
Thank you. I appreciate it. And likewise to you. I know it's about 11:41 there where you are on 7/4/2020. And so, yeah, happy Independence Day over there to you. What you have for us today, Sir Mike? I know you've been pressed for...
Yes, indeed, I have a lot of news since we haven't talked for a few days, and I think you did not have program last night, and then I think 2 nights ago, yeah, your system was a little bit problem or something, but anyway, can you play this song for me, for everybody? It's called Bella Ciao. It has versions over 120 languages. This is the number one song. It's everybody still they play it. Bella Ciao. But BELLACIAO. And then if you put English version, you can see any of them you can play if you like.
Okay, you said Bella. I was writing it down as you were saying it.
CIAO, and then English.
Uh-huh.
You can put okay. Italian version as you know, but English version is good so people can understand exactly what the song is saying.
Okay, because well, go ahead on and like. Give us some of that news, and I'll go ahead and find that and get that on for you.
Sure. First of all, we have a headline that Donald Trump blasts the left-wing cultural revolution and cancel culture as he was to hunt down rioters with federal law enforcement at Mount Rushmore on the eve of the 4th of July. And President Trump spoke at Mount Rushmore Friday evening to headline a 4th of July event that it was only specially presented for him, and only some people went there, and without mask, without distancing, without any other, you know, usually, you know, medically necessary, you know, you have to be spaced out and you have to have, and they have, there was no restroom too, so I don't know how people went to restroom. So anyway, he went, they did a nice 4th of July for our King Trump. And so basically, that's one of the headlines. And until after the song, I talk to you some more.
Yes, sir, Mike. I was looking for that song. And so I got the song, and I've seen this. They played this in a movie I just seen not too long ago. I think it was where they hijacked the bank over there.
Is that Money Heist?
Huh?
Yes. Yes.
Yeah. Very good. So, yeah.
I know.
I'm trying to get that song in there. I am trying to get it in because I didn't have it in my catalog.
Right.
So right now, if you don't mind speaking, give the people something they can use.
Okay, so people can play the, you can play the year 25, and then right after it, you play that one if you want.
Okay. All right. So I got that. I'm in there. Yes, sir, Mike. So I was trying to get you some. So what I'm gonna do this right here, and then I'll get back to that song because it is now downloading, and it's gonna take a minute. So while we got a minute, let me do this for the people. It is the Wise Words One Gun Show on Blog Talk Radio, and we are thankful to be alive to be able to do something just like this.
Michael, eles não ligam pra gente.
Bella Chow. Hey, you know what? It was in the movie The Heist where they it was a series or something. I seen somebody told me to watch. I can't remember, but I remember that song. When I listened to it, I remember that song. The thieves kept singing it all the time. Anyway, I'm going to the phone line one more time, and then I'm going to go to the other song that Sir Mike asked for, 2025. Anyway, Henry.
Hey. What are we talking about this evening? Anything, everything, good things?
Anything and everything, man. You know, so I had got the word that, you know, there's some militias that was putting threats out, and nationalists that were putting threats out about, since they got the Big Bang going on this weekend for Independence Day, that they were going to disrupt some black neighborhoods, because we don't got no communities, but black neighborhoods, and that the black neighborhood should be on a high alert. And so I heard this from a friend of mine, and then I opened up one of my messages, and there it was again. And then all of a sudden, everybody in the messenger starts sending me this, I want to call it crap, but if anything goes wrong this weekend, I feel bad. So I just repeat what I heard. And had you heard anything about that, Henry?
No, I'm not privy to that. That kind of stuff. I don't get out much these days, and so I wouldn't put it past them, because frankly they feel threatened, rightly so, you know, because it's past due for a change. But they're not going, you know, into the sunset smiling. No, they're going to be kicking and screaming. And so, you know, it's like when you corner a tiger, he's going to come out fighting. So to me, that's what they're doing. You know, there's a group that moved in around the corner from me, the big jacked up trucks, big old flag in the middle of the back of it. And that's, you know, they just be flying through here like it's a, I don't know, a race strip. And so I'm like, oh, Lord. I said, let me make sure I got all my shells. Because I ain't playing. They run up in here, they better be deep, because I'm going to be throwing a whole lot of, back in the day, what they called FOD. And so, you know, they'll get a lot of foreign object damage. But it's heightened once again. Once again. But you got to check them. You know, they haven't had an upper hand for a long time now. So, yeah, they might run up in here and get a surprise. So they can threaten and you know, that's cool, you know. Like they said when I was growing up, sticks and stones will break my bones. Words won't harm me. So, shoot. Got to be ready, though, because they out there, and this fool in Washington has got them all jacked up, you know, trying to let them know it's us against them. I'm like, well, that's not no change, to tell the truth. You know, it's been that way. So, yeah, man, if that's the word that's out there, you know, forewarned is a good thing. Help you get ready. Hope for the best, but, you know, be prepared for the worst. So,
Watch this. So I told the joker that told me, I said, if they was going to do something, why would they tell you? You know, because I was telling that joker, you know, he tried to tell me like he trying to scare me. I'm like, yeah, one gone. He said, yeah, one gone, man. You got your stuff ready this weekend? I said, yeah, we going fishing with the kids at Granite Regional Park where they didn't put in 700 pounds of catfish for these kids to go fish out. And, yeah, I'm ready for this. He said, no, man. You know, they got them militias there out here and the nationalists there out here talking about they going to disrupt black communities. I said, community? I knew he knew he was talking about because we ain't got no communities. You understand me? So then I told him like this. I said, man, if they was going to do something, why would they tell you? I mean, why would you know? How? They ain't doing nothing if they didn't give you the upper hand of knowing. You know, but that's just me, man. Just, like I said, I started to say it was a bunch of crap because it was a lot of them, lot of that in my messenger, right? They had this Black Panther part, the Black Panther Network or something where these people kept sending this certain guy that was giving a report about the same situation that the brother was telling me about. And I was like, okay. So then somebody else sent it. Then the next thing you know, man, my whole messenger full of this video. And I said, well, all these people was prepared, you know, for doomsday or whatever, however they want to look at it. But they prepared because you got a video you circulating. So, I mean, if you're already up on it, you just stay ready like you've been ready. See, me myself, I've been ready. I ain't got to get ready.
That's the curious thing. It's like, get ready. What? You're not ready. Okay.
Right.
Get ready. Yeah. Get ready to eat. Okay, let's go eat. Get ready to eat. But, I mean, you know, get ready to survive. That's a given. It's built in. So, yeah, I'm telling you, the best thing we can do is to try and circle the wagons and try and look out for us. Because I'm telling you, them folks don't care.
I ain't going to put all of them in that category.
But I'm going to put those in the category that, you know, if you're not going to be part of the solution, you're part of the problem. And like you say on your PSAs for crime, if you see something, say something. Well, look at you. You know, that could apply to you in different situations. Well, if you see that, you know, this fool is well, say something. Man, these folks, you got to watch them. What did the Native Americans say when them suckers hit town? You got to watch them because they speak with a forked tongue. See? Folks, forget that. See? They would speak early on, because they was up to no good. So the Native Americans people. And so, you know, when they found that out, you know, they went to the trickery and said, okay, I want to be your friend, but I'm going to stab you in the back. But I want to be your friend first to see what you know, what I can get from you. And see, this goes way back to, I don't know if you remember this brother, John Henry Clark. He's a historian. Yeah, he passed away a few years back. But he still got some stuff on YouTube folks should check out called The Mighty Walk. And, you know, it was talking about our history. You know, way back when Hannibal's dad told him to watch the Romans across the water. Hannibal said, well, I better go to them before they start knocking on my door. See, so they knew that them Caucasians was, I'm telling you the truth. They knew, see. And then, like I say, when they hit town, Native Americans say, hey, Fort Tom. So, you know, folks have been saying this for years, way back when the emancipation hit and folks started telling us we got to form communities. You know, unfortunately, you know, when we did form them communities, some of them got burnt down, you know, because they couldn't stand for us to prosper. So, but still, we got to start them communities. Okay. That's a seat of power right there. That gets you to the table. Plain and simple. Gets you to the table. So, man, you know, them folks going to talk. They're going to try and scare us. But we've been here. We ain't going nowhere. We helped build this sucker. Please. I ain't going nowhere. Mm-mm. Mm-mm. My kinfolk way back when. No. So the militia or whoever, okay. Okay. You know, my folks come out in the deep south, so if I don't know about them, you know, back in the day they had a different name, three letters. So same difference. So I'm just saying, man, if we, well, we're not ready. But still, we ain't going nowhere. It's insanity because we keep doing the same thing over and over again, looking for a different result. Brother's been telling us, sister's been telling us this for years, way back in Garvey and you know, the back to Africa movements. You know, back then they were saying, but, you know, we've been hoodwinked and cheated and lied to, indoctrinated, you name it. And that makes for an uphill battle. You got laws that don't favor you, specifically written not to favor you. And what happened? We still here. Still here. We're about to get to the table, but I'm just saying. Yeah.
So let me ask you something. They was talking about reparations today, right? He was talking about reparations. And I said, hey, if we don't get through this COVID-19 the way this thing is multiplying around here, I didn't say adding up. I said multiplying. It's a big difference between multiples and additions. And so when you multiplying, man, you moving at a much higher rate. And so I want to get rid of this COVID-19 more than anything, man, because I'm not able to do the things I need to do. I haven't DJed in a long time. That's half my money. That's half my livelihood, right? And so I'm not one of the ones that's going. I ain't one of the ones that the government giving the money to. I ain't mad at y'all for getting it, but they didn't give me none. You know, they don't want to give me none. They want to hold back on old Timmy. And so what I'm going to say is that if there is a reparation, hurry up and throw it to the table. Let me get my issue. Let me get me my 40 acres and a mule. I'll take that. I'll take that. You don't got to give me no cash. They said the mule was going to be a lender, though.
Nobody's gonna look at you in the year. nothing to do. Some machine doing that for you. In the year 65, 65, ain't gonna need no husband, won't need no wife. You pick your son, pick your daughter too. From the bottom of a long glass tube, whoa, whoa. In the year 7510, if God's a coming, he ought to make it by then. Maybe he'll look around himself and say, guess it's time for the judgment day. In the year 8510, God is gonna shake his mighty head. He'll either say, I'm pleased where man has been, or tear it down and start again. Whoa, whoa. In the year 95, 95, I'm kinda wondering if man is gonna be alive. He's taken everything this old earth can give, and he ain't put back nothing. Whoa, whoa. Now it's been 10,000 years. Man has cried a billion tears for what he never knew. Now man's reign is through, but through eternal night, the twinkling of starlight, so very far away, maybe it's only yesterday. In the year 2525, if man is still alive, if woman can survive, they may find. In the year 35, 35,
I want to send a heartfelt thanks to my dear brother Prince. He shows deep love and I embrace it. He is the artistic genius in our midst. He is a musical artist among us. Raise your Socratic questions to the system. Bear witness to justice against the system. Be true to who you are and be true to the grand vision that keeps track of the least of these. Break it down, brother Prince.
What's wrong with the world today? Things just got to get better. Show me what the leaders say. Maybe we should write a letter. Said, dear Mr. May, we don't understand why poor people keep struggling, but you don't lend a helping hand. Matthew 5:5 say, the meek shall inherit the earth. We wanna be down that way, but you've been tripping since the day of your birth. Who said?
Who said?
That you killed a sin. It started at Resenko War that your people beat. Who said that water is a precious commodity? Then dropped a big old black oil slick in the deep blue sea. Who told me, Mr. Man, to work it around the clock? Every block. Who told me, Mr. May, that I got a right to moan? How about this big old hole in the ozone? What's wrong?
What's wrong
with the world today?
With the world today,
they just got to get better.
A crisis in our ecology, a system of legalized bribery, normalized corruption, leadership of bona fide mediocrity and certified mendacity. What we gonna do?
Ain't no sense in voting same song.
What do you think? What's wrong with the world today, Sir Mike?
Yes, sir. I appreciate you indeed, and your panel as well. Was it LP? I think, right? Was he LP?
No, Henry.
Oh, Henry. I'm sorry. Yeah, sometimes I mix up. I do apologize. Yeah, Henry. Excellent. Thank you, Henry, for his, speech. And anyway, you said your question again, what, please?
What's wrong with the world today?
Oh, my gosh, if you want. I mean, there's lots of things wrong with the world today, of course, because one of them is a lack of race unity in the USA and the world. I mean, we need race unity. We are all one people. We are all one humanity. And, why should we have aid in the 2020? We have to have all this mess in our hands. But this supposed to be solved long time ago. So we did not solve it. Unfortunately, it's coming now to the end. It has to be solved once forever. You know, we, our brothers and sisters together, and, Black Lives Matter protest and legislature against the horror of racism and white supremacy continue across the globe. For Black America, the goals we seek and march for the literally a matter of life and death. And there is a lady actually called Omo Aye, O-M-O space A-I-Y-E, Omo Aye. She has actually going to march on Philadelphia on the 11th Street. And also anybody can do it. And the reason is Feast for Fallen Reclaiming Our Independence, July 4, 2020, 11 a.m., in honor of our ancestors. So anybody can do it. If you go to their Facebook page, is, of course, facebook.com/redfistrise. And you can see, and then you can connect. And if you have any question, you can ask Omo Aye, and she will respond to you, I'm sure, ASAP. But the question, yeah, they have flyers on their thing. And also, we have seen pointing a gun at unarmed person is considered, in most states, aggravated assault. Assault with a firearm or attempted murder. We as the people cannot expect the law of the USA to protect us. If you are in the mindset that you are delusional and still believe the lies of the white supremacy, the government infested by the white supremacy that includes police, prosecutors, judges, and military. And this is the story about that lady. It was, I think, Arizona, or maybe it was Mississippi or somewhere around the Midwest, that, you know, they had like a fender bender or something, and they tried to come out and say, you know, what happened. And so they got in argument, and one was white and one was black. And she came right away with a gun into their almost very close range. So now she's going to be arrested for the felony, manslaughter and felony charges. And again, please, when you have your iPhones, you have always put it on the recording time. So let it record everything as you go, because you don't know when and what happens to XYZ person. So you have it always on the video. And this is the best thing, and all for the people. And that's why they had it. So kind of she was on the video. So again, on other stories, Arizona is in the red alert, my friends. Arizona has all the beds are full in Arizona because of COVID-19. And as a result, you know, Arizona is made a rule now that Arizona is preparing for implementing a scorecard to determine eligibility for receiving care in the COVID world with limited supplies. The elderly and the people with the pre-existing conditions immediately fall into a lower category of priority due to life expectancy. So this is what's happening in Arizona. It's very a headline store right now, because people over there, either they have to get the care, I guess, in different states, I guess, that is not yet implementing a scorecard. So they are letting people, if you're 70 and over, it doesn't matter if you're black, white, yellow, red, etc., or brown skin, they are going to say, go home. Go home, or go ahead and rent and what is a hotel or something, so to be away from your loved ones. And I guess nobody will take care of you or something. You have to take care of yourself and until you die. So this is ridiculous. Go ahead, Sir Tim. What's your opinion about this new law is going to pass in Arizona? Go ahead, sir.
Oh, you know, I don't got no idea, man. They going to do what they going to do, man. Hey, all I could do is say, don't hurt them. Hey. But you know what? I got something. A caller called in. Matter of fact, let me let my young partner in, and I'm going to tell him to hang up, because his next song, it got a little cussing in it, and I can't have my young people listening to it and tell them not to cuss. But here, run the wheel one time, youngin.
Hi, my name is Alonzo. I'm 9 years old. I go to Fortune School, and my day was good. And now, like, everyone should know that I am my brother's keeper, Sacramento. And I'm ready to go fishing tomorrow. I think I'm going
Okay. Sound like a winner to me. Hey, Alonzo, I know you've been listening.
Yes?
So I'm gonna need you to hang up the phone right quick. Hang up the phone, and then call me back in 10 minutes. Call me back in 10 minutes, Alonzo.
Right. Oh, yeah, I know what song you're about to play. All right.
Peace. And so, you know, a caller called in, and the rest of you young callers, go on and hang up, because this has really been touchy in a major way. It is the Wise Words of One Gone Show. Y'all better listen up, because this is what he said.
This is the activation of the emergency broadcast system.
Fuck Donald Trump. Fuck Donald Trump.
Yeah, nigga, fuck Donald Trump. Yeah, fuck Donald Trump.
I got a question. How'd he make it this far? How the fuck did it begin? A Trump rally sounds like Hitler in Berlin or KKK shit. Now I'm going in. I'm just saying what's real. Don't give a fuck who I've been. Cause it's gotta be said. It's gotta be said. It's off the top like the toupee on Donald Trump's head. This man's not peaceful. Racism's evil. This man hates Muslims. That's a billion fucking people. If truth be told, Donald is a terrorist. Reasons why the world's got a problem with Americans. The fuck is going on? People just passed. A mass murder happened. You said thanks for the congrats. Try and get your votes up. You don't got class. Orlando was a tragedy. You react fast and they made about you to boost your campaign. Yeah. It's going all bad if he wins this damn thing. Man, America is fucked. If he's next up, take a day to undo what Obama fixed up. It's Young Gerald, so you know who said it. And Ivanka could get it straight up.
Fuck Donald Trump. Fuck Donald Trump. Yeah, nigga, fuck Donald Trump. Yeah, fuck Donald Trump.
Oh, we right. Second. Nah, we protest when we see the tour, but
bang, bang.
Too scared to get out, that's why the door here. Your politics are like a Starburst pack.
Why?
Nobody fucks with the orange one.
Yes.
Banning all Muslims, alright, fool.
This guy.
What if we ban all the white dudes? Because a couple have run up in trench coats and rifles and killed in the name of Jesus Christ at the high school. How about we stop selling automatic guns? You got rich because your daddy gave you automatic funds.
Add it up.
You an automatic punk, what it is.
I'm just trying to make America great again. While the party in the streets when Hillary wins.
If she don't, my girls half Canadian. Actually, nah, I'm not going to stay with them. I got an eagle on my arm, I'm a patriot. I'ma stay right here. I ain't living in fear with my people who are Muslims, Mexican, and queer. And we ain't gonna let you fuck up 4 years.
Ain't gonna let you fuck up 4 years.
Fuck Donald Trump. Yeah, fuck Donald Trump. Yeah, nigga, fuck Donald Trump. Yeah, fuck Donald Trump. Yeah, fuck Donald Trump. Yeah, fuck Donald Trump. Yeah, nigga, fuck Donald Trump. Yeah, fuck Donald Trump.
Thought I was making songs just to ride to, but come to find out your own kind don't even like you. Macklemore don't like you, G-Eazy don't like you. The rest, weenies, they scared to say it, but they don't like you. Obama don't like you, Michelle don't like you. Been trying to make it to one of your rallies, but I ain't had time to. Cause on your golf course just to find you. Like, where you hiding at? Who you lying to? Fuck your get rich scheme. I've been balling out. You too old. You keep lying. That's why your hair falling out. Donald Trump, call him out. KKK supporter. His favorite phrase, support him. How the fuck y'all endorse him? Since America's fucked up anyway. Give Obama a third term. That's what plenty say. Just left Texas, hit the stage for a couple thousand. And had your same color people hollering.
Fuck Donald Trump. Fuck Donald Trump. Yeah, nigga, fuck Donald Trump. Yeah, fuck Donald Trump.
What we're seeing is that George Floyd and this incredibly violent and disturbing incident is a symbol of a much bigger problem to everyone.
These are the kind of things that are so reprehensible, so egregious, that something has to be done.
We will not stay silent in the face of systemic injustice.
How long? How much? When is it enough?
Black Lives Matter.
Black Lives Matter.
Black Lives Matter.
Smash for Stephon Clark.
Justice Bizarre.
Love you, Sacramento. Sacramento rap. Fuck the reason why they even went that far. Killed a young black man in his own backyard. Son, grandson, and the father, most importantly. Can't count on high. Straighten out Sac PD, shut down the Kings game, did it non-violently, justice for Zoe, we won't go away quietly. How you scared when you're supposed to be protecting us? All they good for is killing and arresting us. It's a cell phone, not a gun. 16 years ago, victim could have been one. Would have broke for the gate, they would have sealed my fate. The destination for them pigs, prison should be the place. Shot 20 times, then you handcuff a dead man. Hella scandalous, push mute on the body cam. Rest peacefully, Stephon Clark. I love you, Sacramento. Show the whole world your heart.
If it ain't no justice, there'll be no peace. If it ain't no justice, there'll be no peace.
proper folk. We came for Stavante. We came for the family. We came because this boy should be alive today.
If there is no justice,
young Pac-Man along with Princess Hall, y'all, with No Justice, No Peace. You know, it's dangerous out there in them streets, man. I'm going to need y'all to stay safe, man. Know a lot of y'all got a little pocket change right now. You know, when you get a little pocket change, you get a little strange. So I'm going to need y'all to stay on this side of the equator and don't go too far on the other side, huh? And if you're going to party, man, do it peacefully. Don't go get, never mind. Hey, I'm out of here, man, because I got to get up in the morning and I got to do a lot of work. For one man, I'm going to get it done. Shots out. Talk to y'all later.
We all agree tonight, all of the speakers have agreed that America has a very serious problem. Not only does America have a very serious problem, but our people have a very serious problem. America's problem is
bugging. It's one or two suckers, ignorant brothers, trying to rob and steal from one another. You get caught in the mid. So to crush that stereotype, here's what we did. We got ourselves together so that you could unite and fight for what's right. Not negative cause. The way we live is positive. We don't kill our relatives.
Pop, 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 one is shot, who's to blame? Headline, front page, and rap, the name. MC Delight here to state the bottom line. The black on black crime was way before our time.
Chuck a brother's life with a knife. That's cried cause he died of trifling death when he left his very last breath. Was I slept, so watch your step. Back in the 60s, our brothers and sisters were hanged. How could you gangbang? I never ever ran from the Ku Klux Klan, and I shouldn't have to run from a black man, cause that's
self-destruction.
Ready to party, money in your pocket, dying to move your body. To get inside, you pay the whole $10. Got safe with a razor blade, tape to your collar. Leave the guns in the crack and the knobs alone. MC lights on the microphone. Bum rushing and pushing, snatching and taxing. I cram to understand why brothers don't be maxing. There's only one disco, they'll close one more. You ain't guarding the door, so what you got a gun for? Do you rob the rich and give to the poor? Yo, daddy-o. School to the moon.
Straight from the mouth. And daddy-o. End up in jail, it gotta go. Cause you could do crime and get paid today, and tomorrow you're behind bars in the worst way.
Far from your family,
cause you're locked away.
Now tell me,
do you really think crime pays?
Even on taking what your brother has?
You little sucker, you talking all that jazz.
It's time to stand together in a unity. Cause if not, then we're soon to be self-destroyed, unemployed. C-Rap race will be lost without a trace or a clue, but what to do is stop the violence and kick the science. Down the road that we call eternity, where knowledge is formed and you learn to be self-sufficient, independent. To teach the East is what rap intended, but society wants to invade. So do not walk this path that they laid it.
Self-destruction. Destruction.
swing. Things been stated, re-educated, evaluated. Thoughts of the past have faded. The only thing left is the memories of our belated. And I hate it when someone dies to get all hurt up for a silly gold chain by chump.
Word up.
It doesn't make you a big man. And to one and go and dish your brother, man. And you don't know that's part of the plan. Why? Because rap music is in full demand. Understand?
Time is now to unite everyone. You don't have to be soft to be for peace. Robbing and killing and murdering is the least. You don't have to be chained by the beast. But party people, it's time I release.
Hey yo, here's the situation. Idiocy, nonsense, violence. Not a good policy, therefore we must ignore fighting, fussing. Heaven's at the door, so there'll be no bum rushing. Let's get together before we're falling apart. I heard a brother shot another, it broke my heart. I don't understand the difficulty, people. Love your brother, treat him as an equal. They call us animals, I don't agree with them. I'll prove them wrong, but right is what you're proving them. Take heed before I leave to what I'm saying, or we'll all be on our knees praying.
The heavy beats, deep in the heart of the matter. The self-destruction is served on a platter. Making a day, not failing to anticipate. They got greedy, so they fell for the bait. That makes them a victim, picked and plucked. New jack in jail, but just the best they ever duck. There's no one around, cause in jail you're a number. They never took the time to wonder about
self-destruction.
Yes, we urge to merge. We live for the love of our people to hope they get along. Getting a point to our brothers and sisters who don't know the time.
Boy, so we run around.
Instead in your head, you know our job to build and collect ourselves with intellect.
Come on.